Great family time at the Peter White Public Library. And Kathy Sablanca with us here this morning because, well, we're telling stories. How are you this morning?
Fine, thanks.
Thanks for coming in and sharing with us the, well, Storytelling Fest. What do we got going on?
Okay, throughout February and March, Peter White Public Library and the Marquette Arts and Culture Center will present our annual Midwinter Storytelling Festival. It's a variety of programs that appeal to people of all ages, and almost all the events are free of charge.
Who's doing the reading, the storytelling? Is it the authors? Is it people from the library? Who's involved in this?
Well, our special guest is Earl Achinwanagan. He is the 2007 Michigan Heritage Award winner and a widely recognized bearer of traditional Ojibwe knowledge. He will be at Peter White Public Library on Saturday, February 27th, and performing Ojibwe tales. And he performs in both English and Ojibwe. And he'll probably be the only person we ever know who ever wrote a dictionary, because he's a co-author of A Concise Dictionary of Minnesota Ojibwe. His son, Keenan, will play the Matisse fiddle while at the same time that Earl is telling stories. And then on staff, we have Corinne Rockow. She directs Saturday Storytellers, and that's a group of 4th through 8th grade students. And they're going to do star stories around a campfire on February 27th at the library. And then local performers, Jeff Krebs, Dan Truckee, and Corinne, with a few friends, are going to present Sing Me a Story. It's an evening of musical stories for all ages on Thursday, March 4th. And then we have films, we have art, we have the planetarium, the portable planetarium from NMU Seaborg Center will be coming. We have our 7th annual Bollywood night, Love India Style. So all sorts of fun things.
Sounds like a typical library event. Very, very diverse. And when you think storytelling, obviously you think of just the spoken word. But it seems to me that you're doing a lot of other things in there as well, because there are so many different ways to tell a story.
That's right. You can tell a story through television, film, sound recordings, computer games, in addition to standing there talking.
Oh boy, she had to say computer games. My son's in.
Well, the whole idea here is to let folks know that at the library, it is so much more than just going to the library for a book or periodical or something like that. And that's really the mission, isn't it?
Yes.
When we take a look at some of the stories that are coming up here, I'm seeing everything from, well, we got Carl, our buddy Carl Bonak here with UP weather stories in there. You want to get the people that are involved to be the ones that share the information.
Right, and Carl's going to be telling stories connecting weather in the history of the UP on Valentine's Day.
I was about to say, nothing says Valentine's Day. quite like hanging out with Carl Bonak. He's not up yet, so we can say that here. But again, very, very diverse. How long does it take to put something like this together?
Well, Margaret Boyle is our adult programming coordinator, and she starts pretty much soon after this one's over. We'll start thinking of next year's.